But when we'd sit down and we talk, it's like, okay, you know, I can't agree with you on anything you believe about policy, and all of your policies are going to harm the poor, and like it's a complete mess. You know, you think the union is actually making education better, but you go to church every Sunday and you believe that you need to be Catholic to be saved. It's like, well, you know what? This side of the grave, we can disagree about temporal matters, and I hope that I see you on the other side of the divide. You know, and that's fair enough. And you know, if you think about a generation from, you know, back in the day, if you were even in Canada, you know, it's funny, Canada, we had abortion around the same time that America had it, but we didn't really have any legal traction on it till the '80s, like mid to late '80s. It wasn't really a huge deal here. So it was, you know, for a long time, I mean, just like the Democrat Party until recently, excuse me, for a long time, you could be a morally conservative person, but just sort of, you know, sadly leftist in your economic policy and so forth. And you could have a home in the Liberal Party here in Canada. So there's sort of this, I look at RFK kind of like that. Again, he's principled. He's not perfect. I'm sure someone could tell me in the chat that, you know, he's part of some terrible something, something. I don't know. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, he's decided to do this. Listen, there's a lot of things that you could do with the name Kennedy. I mean, you could start this famous radio program, of course. But besides that, there's a lot of things you could do with the name Kennedy and make money. I can't, in my gut, I can't say that this guy is a grifter. There's a lot of, I mean, he did the environmental stuff. But even then, the environmental stuff he did was legitimate stuff. You know, I'm as pro fossil fuels as the next guy, but you know, if some crony capitalist massive organization is paying off, you know, some bureaucrat and ambassador to dump a bunch of sludge in some poor Ethiopian farmer's pond and causing them to have a famine in their village or something, like that's not good. You know, and that seems to be the kind of stuff that he would go after. So whatever he is, he's an old school liberal. He's an old school. He's a respectable fella, in my opinion. Again, I might be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last. Just ask my wife. But I'm fascinated. I haven't read his book, and I know I won't be able to read the whole thing probably for about a month or so, just given what I have to get through for other things. So I found this review that I think I want to go through, and it's called America's Dr. Mengele. And I'll try to find it on the break because I closed. Oh, no, I didn't. There's the tab. I'm not double vaxxed, I promise, but I can double taxed. And soon they're going to have to be more than double vaxxed. You're going to have to be multi-vaxxed. And as I said earlier, if we could all just get double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, quadruple vaxxed, we could be maxed, vaxxed, and relaxed. And we could sit back and enjoy the show. In any case, Kennedy is describing most boomers. Yeah, there you go. In any case, here we go. So here's the article. I put it in the chat, crusadechannel.com/chat. It's called America's Dr. Mengele. If you don't know who Dr. Mengele is, look him up. Not a very good fellow. It's written by a man named Thomas DiLorenzo. He says, in his must-read new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. describes how journalist Liam Sheff chronicled Fauci's quote-unquote secretive experiments on hundreds of HIV-positive foster children at Incarnation Child Center, ICC, in New York City and numerous sister facilities in New York and six other states between 1988, the year I was born, in 2002, and that's from page 245 of his book. So I like this article because he actually cites the book. And in the book, according to the publisher, there's like thousands of footnotes, which is good. I mean, it's pretty well researched. He describes in detail how, quote, Fauci's NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and his big pharma partners turn black and Hispanic foster kids into lab rats, subjecting them to torture and abuse in a grim parade of unsupervised drug and vaccine studies. Ugh, that's just disgusting. This is classic though, isn't it? This is classic. This is why the socialists, you know, it's funny when you actually look back at the beliefs of the communists, there's some guy, maybe you've seen him on Twitter. He's got some funny meme account. I think his name is, Sally Mayweather or something like that. And he's always posting these funny, you know, memes to make fun of the government. And, during the rainbow season, that in America is 1 month, but in Canada we get 4 months of it, to make sure that we really just hammer it home, June to end of September here. But during that season, he was posting, he posted a happy pride or something like that. And he had a picture of the rainbow flag, all the colors. And he had quotes from all of the communist dictators and thinkers saying stuff that, like, I wouldn't even say. I mean, it's just like, just the most insane things about homosexuals and so forth. Just showing that, like, they've never cared about that group. But nonetheless, you know, that's the minority du jour. So the leftists love to jump on it. But when you actually look at what the socialists believe, socialists hate minorities. Socialists believe that basically, and it's not just socialists, it's a lot of conservatives as well. It's a lot of, well, it's a lot of people who have a view of the state where it's something you can mold like clay. That's pretty much the right analogy for it. Anyone who believes that you can mold the state like clay, that you can mold humanity as if it's some sort of thing. You actually find this as well, by the way, in philosophers from antiquity. You can find this in some of the Greek philosophers and stuff. And, you know, as moral and as adroit as some of their thoughts were, there was this idea that, you know, you could basically separate society into various caste systems and you could mold it, you know, to have some sort of end towards God knows what. But anyway, anyone who believes that sort of thing eventually will do terrible things to some group. Doesn't matter what group it is, just has to be a group. It has to be some group that doesn't have any agency, that doesn't have a voice. And it seems like, you know, Fauci, who's a, he's a totalitarian par excellence, that's what his group has been doing. He continues, he says, the real Anthony Fauci was a greedy egomaniac hell-bent on creating an image of himself as the savior of the world during the AIDS crisis while generating billions in profits for his pharmaceutical industry partners, quote-unquote partners. The partners would then have some of the loot with, would then share some of the loot with Fauci and others in various ways, including sharing in patient and patent rights, the revolving door, quote unquote, of very highly paid jobs for former government bureaucrats, paying multi-million dollar, quote unquote, user fees to the NIAID, distributing shares of stock, etc. This is like the same way that presidents get rich. You know, oh, they only make $300,000 a year. It's like, yeah, and they get a $80,000 speaking gig, like 17 times a year, plus royalties and whatever. The pharmaceutical industry remunerated Incarnation Child's Center for supplying children for the tests, writes Kennedy. The tests involved giving the children experimental drugs that were toxic. They're known to cause genetic mutation, organ failure, bone marrow death, bodily deformations, brain damage, and fatal skin disorders. This is all cited, by the way. Torture is not too strong a word to describe what happened to these children. If the children refuse the drugs, says Kennedy, they're held down and forced fed. If the children continue to resist, they're taken to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where a surgeon puts a plastic tube through their abdominal wall into their stomachs. Eesh. From then on, the drugs are injected directly into their stomachs. I have not read this book. If this is true, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it. This wasn't science fiction or a sick horror movie, says Kennedy, but Fauci funded quote-unquote AIDS research. It's almost too hard to read. Many of these children died as a result of the quote-unquote research. Investigative journalist Vera Sherev, if you don't know her, she actually was a, she was a very small child during the Holocaust, but she was in a camp for a bit. Anyway, got out. Who spent years investigating all this, told Kennedy that Fauci just brushed all those dead babies under the rug. They were collateral damage in his career ambitions. She said that at least 80 children died from Fauci's drug torture chamber in the Manhattan foster home alone. You probably never heard of this, but the BBC produced a documentary of the quote-unquote savage barbarity of Dr. Fauci's science projects in 2004, and it was entitled Guinea Pig Kids. A BBC investigative journalist said in the documentary that, quote, I found the mass graves at Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Hawthorne, New York. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a very large pit with astroturf thrown over it. Under it, one could see dozens of plain wooden coffins. There may have been 100 of them. This is why jerks like Justin Trudeau, who goodness knows is probably given these orders from someone else, to call the Catholic Church, you know, the thing that happened here in the summer. We have the mass graves when it turns out it was actually a community cemetery. There's always a reason. Whenever a leftist is telling you, to be honest, whenever almost anybody in the government at this point is telling you something, you should automatically reject that. If they say that this is going to balance the budget, that means we're going to go into debt. If they say that this is going to be good for your health, it means it's going to kill you. It's really, people, at this point, it's that simple. You don't have to be a libertarian. You don't have to be an anarchist. You don't have to be a distributist. You don't have to be an integral, whatever.